This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey, this is Arvind Yuvraj. You're listening to Open for Business, and I want to start today's episode with a question. How much would you pay for a carton of 10 eggs? And it's not just any carton of eggs, like these are half-boiled eggs, onsen eggs. They can be cracked open, mixed with dashi sauce, sprinkled with spring onions, and slurped over breakfast. Slurped is also a key word here, by the way, so just keep that in mind. Now, I'm asking you this because our guest today is Adrian Lau. He's the founder of The Posh Egg. It's a home-based business, and Adrian has an interesting backstory as well, and he's basically selling these cartons of 10 onsen eggs to a growing customer base. We'll get to that price in a bit, but just keep that question in mind. How much would you pay for a carton of onsen eggs? Adrian, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, Arvind. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. So usually when I start interviews, I ask about the gap in the market or pain points or what a business is trying to solve. But obviously, you know, the Posh Egg is more about what people want versus what people need, right? So how and when did you know that there would be a demand for this and decide to make this into a viable business?
Well, good question. To be honest, Arvind, I didn't know whether there was a demand for these eggs in the market, simply because there was no one making these onsen eggs. So what I did do was send out lots of testers to family, friends, and later on, friends of friends, to gauge the response. And after a week of doing that, the response actually turned out to be great. People were very excited, curious. They just kept coming back for more. Really, it's a new thing, eating eggs cold, eating onsen eggs cold. Most people have never had the luxury of having these onsen eggs at home to be had anytime they want, straight out of the fridge. So it was a new concept to them, and they found it, I don't know, they were tickled, I guess. I'm curious.
Okay. So you mentioned just now that, you know, eating eggs cold, which is something peculiar for a lot of people, right? So can you give us an overview of what the Posh Egg is? You know, what is so special about these half-boiled eggs?
Well, the Posh Egg is a ready-to-eat onsen egg. So in a Japanese restaurant, you can... most Japanese restaurants have onsen egg as a side dish, right? So an onsen egg is a egg which is cooked for really long periods of time, really slowly at controlled temperatures. The objective is to get an egg where the texture of the egg white and the egg yolk is exactly the same. So it's one soft, creamy, silky texture, something like tau fu fa, the Chinese dessert. So you get an egg with the texture of tau fu fa. Eating eggs cold, well, I grew up eating a lot of cold food, cold dishes. My grandparents and at home, my mom used to make lots of cold dishes. So I've been very used to enjoying cold food from a very young age. The thing that attracted me the most was the texture, being able to slurp down an egg.
When you mentioned the texture, right, that's quite interesting because how exactly do you get that texture? Like how are these Posh eggs made?
Well, the traditional way to produce an onsen egg, of course, is to go and soak them in a hot spring. Of course, we can't do that in Malaysia. So you can cook them using boiling water and a thermometer to make sure the water is controlled. The temperature of the water is controlled, I mean. And of course, now there are sous vide devices, which makes it very easy to maintain a constant cooking temperature throughout the process.
When you say throughout, like how long is that at least? Like how long does it take to... Because these are different from your normal half-boiled eggs that you get at the kopitiam and stuff.
Right. So depending on how you want the final texture to turn out, it can range from an hour up to 2 hours. So there are many things elements of the egg you can control. The egg white, how firm you want it to be. The egg yolk, how creamy you want it to be. You want it to be flowy. You want it to have come out like a thick fudge. You just have to play around, experiment with the timing, the heat. Well, we've tried hundreds of variations and decided on and came to the perfect one.
Awesome. Okay, so I think it's important to mention now that each box is about 35 ringgit. So the immediate like knee-jerk reaction would be like, why is that so expensive? Like, why is it so expensive for one box, right? But you have an explanation for that, like why that price point?
Well, to begin with, we are using the Kodawari eggs to... We only use Kodawari eggs to make these poached eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the supermarket one day and I came across this... eggs in the egg section, they were going for about 15 ringgit for 10 raw eggs. I thought, well, what kind of eggs are these that cost this much, 150 per egg? So I just out of curiosity, I tried a box, brought it home and turned them into these onsen eggs. Since that day, I've never had another egg, a different type of egg since. So these Kodawari eggs, they are, it's a Japanese technique.
Mm-hmm.
They are fed with a natural compound called extraxanthin. It's algae-derived. So it gives the egg yolk a much fuller flavor. And the egg white is very tasty and full-bodied. So if you use a normal egg to create an onsen egg, the egg white is normally quite tasteless.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas when you use a Kodawari egg, the egg white has a lot of body to it. And of course, the yolks are much tastier and they're dark orange color. So we make our own dashi soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But the Japanese call this combination suyu. It actually is a combination of dashi, which is bonito, kombu, and soy sauce. So we package a bottle, a 200 ml bottle, chilled for the customers. So it's very easy. All you need to do is crack open an egg straight out of the fridge, pour in some of the dashi soy sauce, sprinkle the whatever garnish you prefer, but we do provide spring onions.
Mm-hmm.
And you're good to go. An instant snack in 2 seconds.
Like an immediate breakfast.
Yep.
So I think it's also worth mentioning that you left a corporate job in healthcare to pursue this. How and when did that happen? Like, what were the circumstances behind that?
Well, my contract was coming to an end, and so that wasn't really a choice for me. It was already decided. So, but you're right. I've been sitting behind a desk for the past 12 years. Before that, I was an auditor in one of the big four firms for 11 years. So the biggest change has been that working in the kitchen is back-breaking work. I just came from the chiropractor earlier this morning.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, physically it's back-breaking work.
Okay. Would you, like, did you give yourself like a safety window of any kind? You know, like if this thing doesn't work in 6 months, then I'm going back to the 9-to-5 workforce, or I'll look for a job that is similar to what you had before, something like that?
I think so, Arvin. my savings can only carry me for so long. I wish I had saved up more mm-hmm. in my younger days. But yes, if let's see how this goes. I'll give myself maybe a year. So this started out as a... passion project, a hobby, because I had some free time on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like this is picking up, so let's not slow down now.
I mean, yeah, like you said, it is picking up. It seems to be working well. You're selling about, if not mistaken, about 40 to 50 boxes per week on average, I think.
Yeah, and we started off with 10 boxes a week. So that's now we are doing about 70 boxes a week. Very soon, if that number goes up, we may have to move out of the house and get a proper kitchen to work from. But well, ultimately, the plan is to just share this method of eating eggs with as many Malaysians as possible. Even if it doesn't really work out as a profitable business in the end, I would have no regrets because I'm sharing what I love with my fellow Malaysians.
That's the definition of a passion project. I love it. So how did you, I wanted to ask before, like how did you cope with that surge, you know, because you are very new and you said that cooking the eggs takes time. So were you prepared to cope with the demand at first? You went from 10 boxes to like 50, 60, 70 boxes. Is that still below target? Were you prepared for the kind of numbers that you're getting?
Well, I was surprised really, but it was gradual. So it gave me time to purchase more equipment, it's still manageable. The thing is, it's tough having to juggle between production of the eggs, taking orders, handling social media. Well, we use Instagram a lot. Then there's the photography to be done. But I'm really thankful to be surrounded by a fantastic team. That's an informal team of I've got Sarah, my photographer, Andrea doing design for me, and my suppliers have been really, really supportive since day one. KY and team, thank you.
Really interesting stuff. I've got a few more questions I want to ask, but I'll save them for after the break. In the meantime, I'm speaking with Adrian Lau. He's the founder of The Posh Egg. This is Open for Business. Stick around on BFM 89.9.
Beautiful festive moments. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Open for Business on BFM 89.9. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj and I'm joined by Adrian Lau. He's the founder of The Posh Egg. We are talking about cooking, storing and delivering these boxes of slow-cooked onsen eggs to a growing number of loyal customers. You know, since you mentioned all that, you gave us a peek into your team. Can you give us a peek into the kitchen itself? Like, what kinds of, what is the kind of setup that you have at home to produce these batches of eggs on a daily basis? Because you just said that if the orders keep surging, that you might have to move into a separate kitchen, right? So what does that kitchen look like?
Well, the most important thing is refrigeration. Mm-hmm. So we prepare these eggs the night before. And they need to be both the sauce, the bottling, the bottled sauces, and the eggs are very sensitive to temperature. So as the orders surge, production is easy to scale. The thing is, storing the product before they go out, that requires space and probably commercial fridges, chillers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at the moment,
apart from that, it's the standard. All you need is a standard stove, sports pans, sous vide machines.
I see. Okay. You know, you mentioned scale just now. Is there any way to sort of increase the produce? Like, you know, any plans to upgrade the equipment itself? Because I don't understand, like, how does scaling work when it comes to the equipment to prepare the eggs?
Oh, it's just simply buying more machines. So in each batch, we can do maybe 30 eggs an hour. Mm-hmm. That's not a lot. So currently,
it's about 3 boxes.
Yep. So our daily production is currently kept at about 20-30 boxes. Mm-hmm. But easily scalable. I'd say the biggest issue we face is with delivery.
Yes, that's going to be my next question. Go ahead.
Right. So, well, I'm thankful we operate in a very central location. We are very near KL Central, Mid Valley. The thing is, we are trying to balance for the customer. I mean, we're trying to find a balance between convenience and the delivery cost. So I don't want a customer in, let's say, Subang paying 20 ringgit for a single delivery. So what we're trying to do now is, what we have been doing is somewhat grouping the orders and sending them out in batches. This is we typically charge customers half of what it would cost for a single, let's say, delivery fee on, let's say, Grab or Lalamove or any other.
I see. Okay, so it saves them the cost. The other thing also I wanted to ask was, you know, delivering eggs is a tricky situation, right? I mean, you have to make sure that the package arrives and like all the eggs are intact, and it's one of the most fragile things to get from point A to point B. So how do you manage that?
I thought that would be a big issue, but actually no. So the egg carton is one of the most well-designed piece of packaging I've come across. So it's been very hardy. I've not had a single issue of broken eggs so far.
You haven't had a single issue of broken eggs so far?
No. I was surprised myself. Before, when I started, I thought that would be one of the biggest challenges. Mm-hmm. But no, it's a very well-designed carton. I'm not sure who created it. But
Okay. We can look that up. But touch wood. Yeah. That's good to know. It's very interesting. I thought that would be one of the biggest logistics problems. So you mentioned using social media just now. You said you use Instagram to do most of your sales and do most of your marketing. And I'm guessing that's your best marketing method, or is there more to it? Like, is it more word of mouth, people who come to the bazaars?
Well, bazaars are only starting to happen right now. Mm. Right, so we are going for our first. We are joining our first bazaar at the end of this month, Sunny Side Up.
Yep,
that's happening at the row at Jalan Dorai Sami.
And but, how coincidental is it that the bazaar is called Sunny Side Up, and you're going to be part of it?
A friend forwarded it to me, and we were supposed to go as visitors. Then I thought, why not? I gave them a call, and they were able to slot us in. I think we were the last participant to be included. Mm-hmm. That's a chance for us to meet people in person and explain. So far, all we have been able to do is share our product visually through Instagram. Mm-hmm. But let's see. Maybe in face-to-face will be more effective.
Okay. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges that you face since starting the Posh Egg? Like I mentioned before, you are new, but so far, any of the roadblocks, obstacles, anything like that?
Well, at the top of my mind, the biggest issue we faced so far was with our bottled dashi sauce. Hmm. So I made the terrible mistake of tweaking the recipe without testing it.
Oh, no.
Okay, tasted fine on the first day. Little did I know, next day, I always keep a spare bottle in the fridge for every batch. Mm-hmm. Wow, I was shocked the next day the batch turned sour.
Oh, no.
So we decided to make the rounds. We went round to and replaced the sauce for every single customer that we had delivered to in the past 2 days. That was difficult to do, but I'm glad we did it.
How many people was that?
It was about 15, 20 people.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that was 2 days of wasted production. We instead had to focus on disaster recovery, if you call it that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I'm glad to say most of the customers were very understanding and even thankful that we did that.
Yeah, I mean, you did it like quick and on the spot. I'm sure they appreciate that.
And I learned my lesson. Don't change anything without testing it 100 times.
And giving it time to see if everything's okay.
Yeah.
So Adrian, the best way to finish this interview would be to talk about expansion plans. You know, because you are a home-based business. You mentioned that if you grow, that you would have to get a separate kitchen. Other than that, how are you planning to grow into like a full-time big business to cover like maybe wider areas with the Posh Egg?
Well, I'm happy to let this grow slowly, organically for now. Mm-hmm. That gives us time to take things slow and proper. We are still discovering new target markets every day. So I'm not sure we've actually reached out or to all the potential target markets that are available to us or that could be interested in this Posh Egg. So we plan to let it to take this slow for now. And once it picks up, maybe the next plan will be to probably go to other states, JB, Penang, if they're ready for it.
Awesome. Okay. Adrian, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Arvin.
Right, that was Adrian Lau. He's the founder of The Posh Egg. He's on Instagram at posh.egg. You can find him there as well. You can also stream this interview on podcast via podcast on the BFM website, the BFM app, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from. This has been Arvind Yuvraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.